Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. My name is Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the health minister met with top officials on Wednesday to set out a plan for ICU capacity, while a second high dependency unit has been in operation at Famagusta Hospital to meet increased needs for COVID-19 patients since last week. Mihalis Hadzipantelas met with the permanent secretary of the ministry, Christina Yannaki, who warned that beds in the private sector were not limitless. Yannaki said that since the outbreak of the pandemic, the state health services have referred 430 patients to private hospitals and about 45 to their ICUs. There are currently 25 patients receiving ICU treatment in the private sector. Hadzipantelas said that the meeting focused on the number of units available and to draw up a program for the days ahead. He told the press after the meeting that the situation was manageable and the number of patients has decreased significantly, about 70 over the past week. As of Wednesday night, there are 223 COVID-19 patients in hospital, of whom 90 are in serious conditions. Meanwhile, Morphou Bishop Neophytos, who has been very publicly opposed to the vaccination, has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is so far experiencing mild symptoms and is being treated by a doctor he said he trusts. The statement stressed that Neophytos will not be receiving any visits, nor he will be answering phone calls until after August 28, a written statement from the bishopric said. We also remind that he has not been vaccinated, nor will he vaccinate with COVID-19 vaccines, the statement insisted. Neophytos has repeatedly expressed opposition to the vaccine, despite the Holy Synod encouraging the faithful to get inoculated. He said he would not get the jab because he did not want to become like a genetically modified product. In another COVID-related development, all university students in Cyprus will be required to present a safe pass when they return to lectures, while unvaccinated students are likely to need a PCR rather than a rapid test. This new move on the part of the government prompted objections from student bodies worried about the huge cost. PCR tests are around 3 times the price of a rapid test, and they wouldn't be required every 72 hours. The other issue that concerns the students is that while in the population at large, people who have recovered from COVID and have a natural immunity are given 6 months leeway, this will be reduced to 3 months for students, which they say is unfair. Some of the students have said they are prepared to demonstrate on campus. The issue was discussed at an education ministry meeting on Tuesday and is set to go to the Council of Ministers for a final decision on Monday. In other news, Cyprus ranks among the top 5 EU member states in absorbing cohesion funds, the finance ministry said, citing the latest European Commission figures. It said the funds aim to finance entrepreneurship, jobs, energy, information technology, research and innovation, the environment, transport, urban development, and boosting social cohesion. The finance ministry said Cyprus has promoted a large number of projects, fully tapping the European Union's development funds for economic and social progress, and also to achieve strategic development goals. Cohesion policies have also contributed significantly to combating the consequences of the current pandemic by financing actions in health, jobs, and support for small and medium-sized enterprises, the ministry said. According to the Commission's data, Cyprus ranked third in absorbing financing from the European Social Fund over 2014 to 2020, at some 70.2% after Ireland and Greece. Finally, Cyprus's reservoirs are currently at 60.2% of capacity, with farmers and consumers on tenter hooks that this winter will match the bountiful rainfall of the winters of 2018 and 2019, and not last year's paltry precipitation. According to the latest figures of the Water Development Department, there are currently 175,169 million cubic meters in storage at the dams, equivalent to the 60.2% of total capacity and well down on the 255,448 million cubic meters, 87.8% of capacity, on the same day last year. Kouris, by far the largest dam representing more than a third of total capacity, is 61.5% full compared to 90.9%, while the second biggest, Asprokremos, is at 75.5% compared to 92.6%. Any shortfall in rain for a second consecutive year will increase dependence on desalinated water and push authorities to curb water supplies for irrigation. Last year's inflow to the dams was the third lowest of the past 11 years at only 36,073 million cubic meters. This is only a fraction of the record-setting 265.42 million cubic meters of the winter of 2018 and 19. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening, and as always, Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.